You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, and this is the forecast for the eclipses that we are about to go through. So on the 25th of March, we have a lunar eclipse in Libra, which is quite potent, opening up the portal, the 2 weeks of change up until the solar eclipse. So the moon is conjunct the south node on the lunar eclipse, and on the solar eclipse, it's conjunct the north node. So we really are at a place where we can let go. We can let go of who we used to be. We can let go of our relationship dynamics from the past, especially with the Libra energy, how we are one-on-one, who we are, like from the perspective of connecting with people. But Libra can also be very unauthentic or inauthentic and too busy sort of meshing and harmonizing with the other to actually know who it is exactly. So that could be some kind of dynamic that you're working on right now, like trying to disentangle yourself from energy that is not your own. But also with Libra, it's coming from a place of harmony and seeking justice. And it really is coming from a higher sort of loving place because Venus is the ruler of Libra. So be prepared when the lunar eclipse and solar eclipse portals open, change happens. Often important announcements will be made. Often leaders will be involved. Sometimes it can portend death or even birth. Just these big changes, like the Wheel of Fortune turns and all the new things can come in and the old things can go in this window of time. And we get two of these windows a year, sometimes three. But it's a very important time for us to be aware of what we need to let go of, especially with the lunar eclipse. It really encompasses our emotional selves and our roots and the past. And even lineage, our past lineage, maybe scars or curses or things that we've brought through and are living out or trying to work through on behalf of our ancestors, that's all stuff that can be brought up right now. Karma and things that are difficult to shake or seem to be kind of genetic or you're predisposed, all that material can really consciously be let go, so that it's not yours to carry, because it's very unlikely that it's yours to carry. Sometimes we just pick stuff up and start carrying it when we never even needed to in the first place. So think on that. Think about what you could let go of, what relationships, what behaviors, thoughts. Like for Libra energy, it's very often indecisive and has a hard time making a decision about what it wants or being like, the word, I'm thinking decisive is the word, but it's also being certain. There's never a real clear certainty with the Libra energy, which can be hampering when you're trying to move forward in life because you never quite feel like you know what you're supposed to do. So that could be something that you let go with this Libra eclipse, this lunar eclipse. This Libra lunar eclipse will also be in a connection to Pluto and a connection to Saturn. Pluto and Saturn are big players. Also, Uranus and Jupiter are part of it. With Pluto, it often will bring up this sort of like just muck in the past, things that like from our history or from our, even from our past life history or parallel lives or however you like to look at that. There's other parts of us that we've repressed for some reason. And that part needs to be let out. It needs to come to light. So if there's secrets, that saying you're only as sick as your secrets really kind of ties into this sort of Plutonian energy. So whatever you need to do to get in touch with the truth and what it is that's holding you back. And oftentimes we're holding our own selves back from conditioning and just being in a society that trains us we need to be a certain way to get to a certain place. And often that's at the detriment of our soul and our health and our happiness and all those things. So this is a time where you can really transform. It's very much a time you go into the portal or the void and you don't necessarily know what's going to be on the other side. But you do know that you're up for change and that you're at the eye of the storm and willing to go through whatever you need to go through to get to where you're going, because where you're going is amazing and you planned it and you need to get there. So starting on the 26th until the next eclipse will be April 8th. And that's the big one everyone's talking about, because it is the eclipse in Aries, and it's going to be a total solar eclipse. Look that up and see if wherever you are, it is something that you'll be able to see. It's very interesting. There's lots of theories about, well, I mean, I suppose it seems like scientific fact that the way it's presented to us, that the Earth gets in between the sun and the moon and blocks it out, and that's what creates the eclipse. But in reality, it's, well, I mean, that's still a theory too. In Vedic astrology, something that sort of resonates with me more is that it's Rahu and Ketu, and it's actually like an energetic planetary system that blocks out the light of the sun and the moon, effectively kind of restarting everything. It's a very powerful time. Like a break in the program, so new ideas can come in and old ones can leave. People are born, people die. It's very significant. And I really sort of resonate with the idea of the Vedic way of looking at it, because there's so much proof out there that the sun and the moon are in the sky at the same time. So how is the Earth blocking it out when you can see them both at the same time? There's a certain eclipse time that can happen, which sort of disproves this idea that the Earth is in the way or that it's between the two. So interesting. See if you find any interesting little tidbits about that, about what's going on. But one thing for sure, whatever is going on, it's psychologically, energetically, human beings feel this frequency. The whole planet feels the frequency. We can often have more earthquakes and weather events that they're called nowadays, or sort of, there's just quite a high disruptive frequency that's going on. With the solar eclipse coming up, it's actually conjunct Mercury. That's very powerful, very like our thinking, communicating energy. And it's also in a conjunction, very close to conjunction with Venus, Neptune. It's big. It's potent energy, but it makes me think of this very hopeful, buoyant reset is going on, perhaps like a huge download of spiritual truth, spiritual understanding, just regular old truth. The North Node is where the solar eclipse is at with this eclipse in Aries. And it's very much pointing us to the direction that we need to go. So if we can like lean into this new energy and go in the direction that we need to go, then this solar eclipse with the Aries moon is very powerful for us to step into position, into our brave selves, into who we want to be in the world, and not be afraid of being our true and total selves. It's this very brave, forthright energy that jumps in and not thinking about it necessarily. So I do think it's a wonderful time for you to write it down, think, dream, consider, see what comes to you in these areas of your life. Try to figure out which part of your chart it's happening in, which house are these things going on, so it'll help you see a little more clearly. We do have Chiron in the mix too, conjunct all of this, which with the lunar eclipse, it'll be opposite. With the solar eclipse, it's right there in the mix with everything coming up on April 8th. And Chiron really is the wounded healer. It's also like the plan, shamanistic energy, ability to heal and transform and overcome. And in a very holistic, integrated with this earth plane that we live on, so that we're tapping into this much more powerful energy when we tap into our Chiron. So if you've got Chiron stuff going on in your chart, it's always good to know. Now it's going to be in these very important eclipses. I hope that is portending much healing for us as a society, as a world. I think our world really, really needs to heal right now. And so having Chiron there should bring up what needs healing and make us aware of it and point us in the direction of our healing. So it could be a very powerful time for wounds to surface, especially wounds to identity and who you really are and who you're meant to be. It's always like shocking to wake up and be disillusioned, which I think is a part of every human life, especially when you look at the major life transits that we all go through, like Saturn return and the Uranus opposition and Chiron return and so many other major transits that we go through, help keep us on track for becoming who we're meant to become. So it could be that this sort of stuff is being raised so that you can further your exploration and understand what sort of wounds you might have. And also, how can you help others heal? You have been through the fires of life, and you can offer what you know and help others that aren't so clear or not sure why this is happening, or all the things that people go through when they're having a difficult healing experience. The moon conjunct Venus adds this really shimmery loveliness to it, like this. Well, I mean, it might be, that's not probably the right word for Aries, but it makes it very attractive, and it makes sense to be brave and to be forthright and to lead the way, because it's safe and the world needs that. And that's the kind of like harmony and energy that's around this new moon. It's also just transformative, and conjunct Mercury like that, it really makes me think important information to our very future as a species is going to come to light in some way and perhaps be healed in a very dramatic way. Definitely being in touch with that part of you that could have been wounded, or the part of you that can help heal. That is a wonderful thing to do. Do whatever you can to be yourself. There's this spiritual Neptune energy tapping in. Also, during this eclipse portal, we have an interesting event when Mercury goes retrograde. So we're all familiar with Mercury and how it can affect and cause a lot of different snafus in our communication. But if we use it for what it's good for, which is review, renew, regurgitate, all the rewords, rework, reconsider. Oh, there's so many good ones. I need to make a list so that when I'm saying this, I have more words. So Mercury goes retrograde from April 1st. It lasts about 3 weeks and it happens 3 times a year. And this gives us an opportunity to look over what we've been doing. And especially depending on the part of the chart that Mercury is actually in at the time it goes retrograde, it's in Aries. So it gives us a real good chance to go over what we've been thinking, what we have information and communications that have come to us, perhaps things we need to go back and revisit and redo and reconsider. All the rewords are wonderful with Mercury retrograde, because it is a time to make sure that the last period, the last 3 months or so, has been fruitful and purposeful, and that you understand what's going on and what you're trying to create. It's just very much a review period. So if you do that, then you don't have any problems with Mercury retrograde. It's when you sort of try to charge forward that things can get hung up. And it's just oftentimes little mix-ups, but it can be a big deal, like a contract that you missed an important clause in, or often it will have to do with contracts and things like that as well, because communications. You might find that technology is very much glitching when Mercury goes retrograde. So that's kind of interesting. It's not the greatest time to buy a new phone or new computer equipment or anything like that. Anything sort of grounded and like let your thoughts do their thing. But remember that you have to come into the body and kind of feel what direction you should go. And Mercury can be very busy and have us scattered. So with this energy, tap into what you can reconsider and redo and revisit, and make sure that you are comfortable with how things went for the past 3 months, and then make a list. What do you need to do to create the next 3 months going forward smoothly? So use this time at the beginning of April, for the first 3 weeks of April, to really go into a review period, and it'll be very helpful. And then you won't have to worry about having mix-ups with travel and delays with important communications, because you were using the period for what it's meant for, which is to reconsider and review and renew and reconstitute and regurgitate and reschedule all those words. There's so many rewords that you could possibly use. So use one of them or all of them. So that is my little update on the eclipses that we're about to go through. I'm still in this little transition time of figuring out how I'm going to go forth. I know for sure I am going to continue doing the podcast, and I just got to kind of figure out what layout I really want it to have. And I need to change things up because I just need to change things up. And it's been a long time doing it the same way. But for one thing, I know I love astrology and I think it's so amazingly helpful to be able to tap into it and understand your own self through your own chart. So if you are interested in having a reading, or maybe that's not in the budget, but you could possibly afford a mini reading, which is like a really wonderful short 30-minute, $30 reading that gives you a lot of information about your birth chart and also answers any questions that you might ask. And I send you the recording of me talking about it, and it can be quite enlightening for a pretty good deal, I think. And then also, if you want to work with me more in depth, which people often do, which I am so grateful for, and it's the most favorite thing that I do, is work one-on-one with people. So you might be interested in working longer with me as well and learning everything you can about your chart and your special talents and what your North and South Node are doing and all the things that are in your chart we can talk about. So I will be back. I'm not sure exactly when, probably in a couple weeks around the new moon, but I will soon enough let you know how I'm going to be going forward. I really appreciate you listening. Thanks for coming back, and have a most potent and powerful transformative eclipse portal season.